It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The driver of a broiling tractor trailer found packed with immigrants in San Antonio was charged today in the deaths of 10 of his passengers. He could face the death penalty. Federal prosecutors depicted the trailer as pitch black and crammed with 90 people or more. It was so suffocatingly hot that passengers took turns breathing through a hole and pounding on the walls to get the driver's attention. The driver, James Matthew Bradley Jr., appeared in the San Antonio courtroom today. He said nothing in court about what happened. Bradley will appear in court again on Thursday. The Dallas Museum of Art has had a blockbuster year. The DMA announced today it attracted more than 800,000 visitors over the past fiscal year. As KERA's Jerome Weeks reports, that's the museum's highest attendance in a decade.
A major factor for this year's crowds was the popular show, Mexico 1900 to 1950, which ended last week. Nearly 126,000 people attended that paid exhibition. Museum officials attribute the turnout to community outreach efforts and special events, including a crowdfunding campaign and free family days on 12 Sundays. The only year this past decade that saw more visitors was 2008. That was the year of the blockbuster King Tut exhibition. The DMA started free admission for its regular exhibitions in 2013. That means this latest year's accomplishment is measured against years with paid admission and years with free admission. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Week two of the Texas Legislature's special session is underway in Austin. The state Senate has been working at a frenzied pace over the past few days. Committees have taken on the so-called bathroom bill, mail-in ballot fraud, and teacher pay raises. Meanwhile, the state House is moving much slower. It's focused on approving sunset legislation that would keep several state agencies open. Ross Ramsey is executive editor of the Texas Tribune. He says there's a reason for the tale of two chambers. House Speaker Joe Strauss.
Part of it is the Speaker of the House. Part of it is that he personifies what the House wants to do. This is kind of a protection racket. The House has 150 members. They say publicly, we want to do this or we want to do that. But what they say privately to the Speaker on some of these issues, bathrooms is an example, we don't want to vote on this. In the case of the bathrooms, that's because they're torn between business supporters on one side and social conservatives who vote for them on the other side. They'd like to have those in harmony before they vote.
There are 20 items on Governor Greg Abbott's agenda for the special session, which lasts 30 days. Healthcare is arguably the most contentious debate in Washington this summer. So why is it that other developed countries seem to have figured it out? Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with Princeton professor Paul Starr about how we approach healthcare differently than our European counterparts.
The big difference between the United States and other countries in healthcare is price. It's that we pay much higher prices for everything, for drugs, for medical equipment, for hospital care, for physicians. So the cost is the product of two things, price and volume. That is how much care we get. And prices have risen in the United States, and that's partly the result of all that bureaucratic complexity in the system. There's just a lot more bureaucracy in the insurance industry, in the hospitals and so forth, than in other countries. It's partly because we have this incredibly complicated insurance system. And it's also because incomes, frankly, that are being taken out of the healthcare system are much higher in the United States than elsewhere. So physicians do very well in Britain. They do well in most of Europe. They don't make as much as they do in the United States.
Paul Starr is the author of The Social Transformation of Medicine. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. Democrats are in rebuilding mode in Texas and across the country. Democrats lost the White House, and they're the minority in Congress, as well as in most state houses, including Texas. And two-thirds of states have Republican governors. Here in Texas, the last time a Democrat won a statewide office was in 1994. Despite all of this, Tom Perez is optimistic. He's the chairman of the Democratic National Committee. KERA's Christopher Connolly sat down with Perez, who was in Texas last week pledging a comeback.
Tom Perez called his visit a house call, a listening tour of sorts. It's part of an initiative Democrats have christened Resistance Summer. He says it's time for Democrats to re-engage with voters in districts nationwide that they've previously written off.
Resistance Summer is about telling people that the new Democratic Party, the new Democratic National Committee, we're about helping to build strong parties everywhere. We're about organizing and talking to people. We haven't done a good enough job as Democrats of engaging people 12 months a year, not just into the not just the sprint run up to an election, but 12 months a year. And that's what we're doing. That's what Resistance Summer is about. It's not just resistance, it's persistence. And it's about putting our values into action.
That's a bit of a challenge, in part because a lot of people don't really know what those values are. A new poll from ABC and the Washington Post found 52% of people think Democrats only stand for opposing President Trump.
I think a lot of people struggle to name sort of the bumper sticker version of what the Democratic Party stands for. Give me 20 words or less. What is the Democratic Party? What is the new Democratic Party?
We are fighting for shared prosperity for everyone. Prosperity for everyone, not just those at the top. I think that's less than 20 words. And how we get there, Chris, is we focus on the issues that matter most to people. They want a good education for their kids. They want a job that pays a middle-class wage. They want to make sure that if their kids get sick or if they get sick, if they develop diabetes, that that's not a death sentence because they can get access to health insurance. And they want to retire with dignity. And they want to make sure that if their kid decides to go to college, that there's no such thing as an educational mortgage.
Perez says that despite Democratic gains in Texas's largest cities, the rest of the state has largely been neglected, like a lot of places in red states across the country.
Texas, frankly, has been a flyover state for Democrats. They come here, they raise money, it's an ATM machine, they go home. We have put in place a new partnership with all the state parties where we're increasing our investment by 33% per month to state parties. And in return, we're working together with state parties so that everybody ups their game, so that we're out there talking to people, because we've got to touch the rural pockets of the state, the ex-urban pockets of the state, and continue the progress here in Dallas and get out there to Tarrant County to say, you know what, folks, your values are our values. But if you don't show up, you're not going to succeed.
Before Perez became head of the Democratic Party, he worked in the Obama administration. As the head of the Civil Rights Division in the Justice Department, he oversaw successful challenges to voter ID laws in Texas, arguing that those measures disenfranchised poor Black and Latino voters. Earlier this year, Texas enacted new ID requirements for voting. And Perez says the new ID law, coupled with heavily gerrymandered districts, depresses turnout in the state and hurts Democrats. A federal court recently ruled that Republicans drew state legislative maps to dilute the voting power of minority communities.
Why can't we have a fair fight in the marketplace of ideas? If you believe that your ideas command the respect and support of the majority of people, then I respect that judgment. But let's have that pitch debate, and then let's make it as easy as possible for eligible voters to vote. That's what the democratic process should do. But here in Texas, they do just the opposite. And that's why we're going to continue to sue as long as the Republican majority here in Texas continues to violate the law.
Still, Perez says Democrats need to focus on more than lawsuits. They need to convince people all across Texas that Democrats share their values so they'll go to the polls on Election Day. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
KERA reached out to Tom Perez's counterpart in the Republican National Committee, Ronna Romney McDaniel. We've invited her to sit down for a conversation the next time she's in Texas. You can hear the full interview with Perez at keranews.org. Partly cloudy skies expected later tonight, a 40% chance of storms with a low around 79. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, a slight chance of rain with high near 101. It's currently 91 degrees in Dallas, 93 in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.